What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So former NFL players who are now entering retirement age are more likely to be living with chronic pain or disability, more depressed, more anxious, and are far more likely to report having some type of a cognitive decline than the average American man. This is a new survey that came out. And here's the thing. We watch the game. We love the game. We watch our favorite players. We do not know what our favorite players go through after their careers are over. And I got to give a big shout out to Ovi Mahaley because I didn't do it the other day. We saw him up at camp and he was there. One of the great fullbacks in Falcon history, and he was up there just, you know, roaming around and checking things out and seeing what a lot of guys have come through. I mean, we've seen everybody, guys, former players. You know, we talked about Snoo being up there, and he's a part of the coaching staff and has been helping out, and then, you know, Roddy White. But, Mike, we don't know what these guys go through when their careers are over, and the findings are a result of a survey conducted by independent health policy research and polling and news organizations. And the bottom line is, if I told you you could do whatever you wanted, but in 30 years, here are the consequences, would you still do it? And the thing, Mike, is in this survey, majority of these guys who played say they would still play. Yeah. They still would do what they love to do.
Right. Now, we think of all the major sports, I would say the NFL and the NHL, these guys earn it because of the quality of life after they step away from the sport. And as you guys know, well documented with CTE and every, you know, every play is, you know, is like a car crash, especially for the guys in the interior line. But yet, you know, you still have a chance to, if not make, you know, nowadays, I mean, most people would say that's like winning the lottery. If you could bank anywhere, you know, it's all relative, right? Any more than 25 to 50 million or whatever your contract is, and more of that for the stars, generational wealth. So you take it and you just know you're not going to live as long as your neighbor. And I think most guys in our car listening right now would take that deal.
The survey, this is what's interesting. So the survey, they tried to contact all 1,500 players who played in an NFL game during the 1988 season. So all of those guys now with an average of like the age is around, you know, 62 or so, but when they were in the league, so they went back that far and said, can we contact anybody that may be alive and talk right to them? So it's about a third of the players in the league that year that responded to this 45 question survey. And I'm fascinated by it because again, you would think if I'm dealing with knee injuries, who were you talking about the other day? You were talking about the Bears quarterback, Jim McMahon, weren't you?
Right.
Weren't you talking about McMahon?
Yeah, Jim McMahon, he got dumped on his shoulder by a knucklehead on the Packers, but the concussions, the hits to his head, I mean, all the things, you know, I mean, half that Bears team has been dealing with a lot of stuff. Just lost Mongo. That was obviously to a terrible disease. But, yeah, you think about the wear and tear from that era. Guys played on – think about your old doormat in front of your house. Throw that on a tiny piece of rubber over concrete, and that's what those guys played on for, you know, for their careers.
Yeah, it's so true. Would you? You guys can find us on social media.
I'd take that deal. I'd take that deal.
I have a hard time because I am a guy that looks at it and goes, man, I don't know if I want to do that. But here's the deal. That's me at my age now. If you told me this at 20, I'm all in. And that's where these guys were. 20, 21, 22. If you told this guy at 50, right, you're not going to live that long. You have a different perspective because it's about your kids and your grandkids and your legacy. Like it's different. At 20, you're like, yeah, I'm all in.
Nowadays, people are living longer. I mean, I think we're more proactive guys, you know, with our health. Nowadays, when you see somebody go before they hit 80, in some cases, you know, we hear about, you know, movie stars and athletes. Anybody in their early 60s is way too young. I mean, I know I had a sense of Carl Irish fatalism because my dad checked out at 51 and my grandfather at 63. So, you know, I'm at 56, so I feel like I'm on borrowed time as it is. Not to be silly, but I mean, I think like a lot of guys out there, yes, things change when you have a family, but I still think I know I'm providing for that family and getting them ahead of other, you know, kids out there having an advantage some don't have. And not to mention the glory of it and a chance to do some things that you dreamed about as a kid. I think a lot of guys would take that deal. I mean, what's the cutoff? You check out, you got a horrible quality of life and you're gone by 70, 65?
Earlier than that. Here's the deal. And I say gone. You can't, like if I told you...
Well, you can't walk. You can't do the things you want to do.
Correct. Physically, you're gone way before the age thing hits and you die. I just feel like if I told a guy right now, you live this, and this is, look at all this in a crystal ball, and he's like, I want all of that. And then I told them, but you're not going to be around for your kids. I'm telling you, it changes your mindset. Like, you're not going to be around to see your daughter get married. It changes your mindset. Like, that's the part.
Right. Remember Earl Campbell was in studio with us a couple of years ago? This day, it's one of people always ask me, what's your favorite interview? Because, I don't know, just part of my childhood, watching him just running over people. He is an absolute such a sweetheart of a man. He hit 70 this spring, and he's wheeled in a wheelchair because the knees are completely shot. You know, we've seen him at the Hall of Fame. We've seen him at Super Bowls. But, yeah, that's the great debate. But I think nowadays, and I do think more players today, after they get, if they're elite players and they get that second contract, what AJ Terrell just got, right?
They're out.
What Drake London is looking to get. I think nowadays the average age of the NFL player is going to come down, and I think most guys are going to check out. By the time they hit 30, 31, 32, if they get there, they're gone. There's no reason to push it because you can make the coin, and guys are more aware now of the CTE and everything you just talked about.
Yeah. No, I do agree with that. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. You can also find us on social media, as we said. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and this radio show, Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. And thank you guys for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Here's the deal. It changes as you age. And the 20-year-old you would be all in. I don't know if the 35-year-old or the 45-year-old you would be all in. And then again, Mike, if you've been broke all your life, and many of us have, money's the deciding factor. Screw
right.
It. I'm all in, and guess what? I'm going to pass away at 62, and it's okay because I'm tired of feeling this way. If you told me I could go back and do this, and I think that's part of this is like the money is so large where you go, how could you pass that up? But I also think, and this is just me, I mean, being pragmatic about it, you get older and you start to realize what matters. And
right.
Ultimately, it ain't that. It's just not. Like the money's great, but I'm telling you, Earl's been that way, Mike, for 15 years.
Right.
He hasn't been able to get around like that. You know?
I mean, in the old days, it was race car driving. I mean, it was the most dangerous sport in the world. Formula One drivers, guys would die, you know, multiple drivers would die every year in the 70s, you know, and through the 80s. But, you know, it was the glory, the money, the prestige and all that. And guys, you know, they didn't think about it. They rolled the dice with it. Now the sport is safer. I mean, but the NFL, it's safer. But even with you see the guys wearing the padded helmets and the way that the helmet technology has evolved, you know, messing with your noggin, you know, and the idea of being like just a hot mess in your 60s, that's scary as hell. So that would be something which, again, maybe they were aware of it, but now everyone knows about CT. Everyone knows about that now. So I do think, yeah, you take the bet. Maybe you qualify it by saying, but I'm out by 30.
Yeah, I agree. All right. It's just interesting, guys. But they did that survey. And that the thing that they tried to do, it makes it even more fascinating to me because it wasn't like they went back to 2000. They went back and we're going to try to contact every guy from 88, which was a different time. Like, You could be clobbered. They were hitting quarterbacks and driving them into the ground in 88.
Right.
So,
I mean, you watch that stuff. I mean, it's funny because we've talked about this before. If you go back, most of this stuff is on YouTube. I don't know if the NFL is trying to hide this stuff now. Because, unless you're watching more like on a slow, you know, a fall or summer, not fall, but like spring or summer day, when NFL Network is running some of the great teams or great players from back in the day. I mean, this would be assault. Some of the hits that you'd see, clotheslines. I mean, you know, people, I don't think younger people understand just how violent the game was. I mean, it was, you talk to Archer, you know, our good buddy Dave Archer. I mean, Richard Dent, the stuff Richard Dent did to Archer, that would be like manslaughter. I mean, they'd be charging him with manslaughter or attempted manslaughter.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a different era. The NFL marketed the sport. Carl and I always joke around, when you were a little kid, it was a big thing when you get your Sports Illustrated. And remember, Carl, you want the helmet phone or you want your SI or do you want to get the NFL's greatest hits of 1985?
Right.
Which was that kind of stuff which was glorified back then.
Well, and the crazy thing is, not only was it glorified by the league, but it trickled down from college to high school to every level. You had kids hitting other kids who were like 8 years old, like the NFL guys, because it was legal. And my point is, so those guys grow up and they get to the NFL and you've had 15 years of that clobbering each other and head-to-head contact and no protection. And then you play in the NFL and now you get this. And right. So that's what I'm telling you is, it isn't just a few years. This is how the game was played. If you grew up that way, I am literally, we were taught to put your helmet on another guy's head. That's how we were. And now it's like, oh, shoulder pads and elbow. And it's right. just completely different. So right. I'm with you, man. It's a crazy conversation, but we love the league, but it's like, there are a lot of guys, and I'm not saying all of them. I mean, Tom Brady, hell, he played 20 years and walked away and the dude's on TV and he looks better than he does now than he did 20 years ago. But a lot of guys, especially in the trenches, struggle. And their everyday life is not what you think it is.
Hey, man, we were talking yesterday. One last NFL nugget. Well, we didn't have time to squeeze this into a fourth and one. We were talking yesterday about the former Texas receiver and Alabama receiver, Isaiah Bond. You know, he had a sexual assault case. No bill being in the grand jury didn't have enough to move forward. But the NFL is still perhaps looking at maybe a suspension for him, Carl. So the Browns have not...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Signed him. There were reports yesterday the Browns were going to sign him. And then our friend Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com covers the Browns, say NFL is now reviewing the case, so could be further discipline. I would think if you don't get indicted or there's no criminal charges, how can the NFL do this? This is something the CBA might need to be looked at when it comes up next time for the Players Association.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.